Yeah, it is. Welcome in. Come on in and listen. We're going to want to hear from you all today as well. And I'm telling you, coming up in the next segment, we'll hear from you. You can call in. Tyler will have the phone lines open, 713-572-4610. I know at some point we'll get to that game. I really don't give a damn about that game right now.
What game?
The sweep, whatever. Game. I know you got some thoughts on it, B-Scott.
It was a game.
And at some point we will get to that. But this is a catastrophe. We are past pets' heads are falling off. I mean, we have completely driven through that.
Well, this is not good.
It was ridiculous. And you said it very plainly. They're not good at this injury thing.
Bistros ain't loyal.
That's a bit of a problem. Listen, I have some thoughts and some things to say, and I'm sure you have some thoughts. 713-572-4610. You can text in. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. I'm certain you have some thoughts. I've got some. But I'll say one of the secret weapons of our show, The Drive. The reason why we are the only show in the top 20. And when I say top 20, we are 20 hanging on. I believe we got there by 2.5.
Hey, somebody got to be 20.
2.5 votes. But we got there in the city of Houston in the Barrett top 20. Could have been 21 either way.
Could have been 21.
To be frank with you, could have been 23. Things could have gone either way. But many people give us a lot of hell of the, hey, Ryan, why don't you go back to Kansas City? Or you play for the Cowboys and all this. They give us a lot of hell. But the real secret of the show is we by far have the biggest psychotic Houston fan there is at the station. Bordering, I would put him up against anybody. Tyler Milner, throughout all of the stuff that you want to, Tyler Milner is the biggest psycho. We've had some people born here and then move and live other places. We've had some people not from here come here and embrace it. Tyler is one of the people who, besides more of a 5-year stint in College Station, has lived here.
Well, it was 4 years at A&M, but I had 2 years before that at JUCO.
Okay, so, 4 years at College Station.
That's still close enough.
I feel like honestly, we had some conversations that we were both more than four.
Oh, yeah.
College is fun, man.
But he is
6 years.
But he is as passionate as anybody in this building. And I'm going to tell you, I will have some thoughts. B. Scott will have some thoughts. Another Houstonian, passionate as hell. If this were the Rockets, I might have to throw this to him first. But being that this is the Astros, I just want to hand this off to Tyler Milner because I want to see where he is from where he was last night. Now, I have to really read these words specifically so I do not curse and read.
I forgot I put those in there last night.
FCC edit.
This is from Tyler. 716. I'm going to lose my effing S, man. Me and Clint. Whoa, what's up? What's good, man? I'm out here trying to get some trash and stuff going around the house. Clint, what happened, Chief? Jake Myers. I'm sorry. Jake Myers helped off the effing field in the first inning. A lot of pain, dudes. All caps, this mother effing training staff. Holy effing S, man.
Turn down for what? I'm not much different. I'm not in a much different mental headspace right
bro,
now, dude.
Like, what the actual F are we doing? And I said, damn, man, it's not just before. It's not when in the first inning, the game hadn't started. Exactly. Just poured gasoline on it for him. You know it's bad. When you get four consecutive messages as if you're talking and people are answering you, but nobody's answering
right.
you. You're just bang, 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 putting them out.
The text thread is your personal diary.
Yep, yep.
Gotta get it out of me.
We hadn't gotten a chance to answer them suckers yet.
It wasn't about your answer.
No, it wasn't.
He had to let it out whether you had to answer or not.
He's in a bad place. Yep. He's in a bad place.
It was therapy.
Saw the video. So Tyler, as passionate as anybody, any fan in this city, Let's kick it to you first. Where are you at from last night to today with this situation?
Not much different than what you just, the story you just painted, everything you just laid out there with where I was yesterday evening. Not much different, to be honest. I know I was laughing as you were laying that out. Remember yesterday, we talked a lot about these situations that, like with Clint's story, that get you so enraged that you just have to laugh, and you start laughing like maniacally.
Did you arrive to laughter? I didn't think you did.
No, just now that I think that's what that was. I'm trying to identify that within me because I'm not in a good place. Because it's everything we heard from In the Loop and everything we've said too. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. It's absurd that you would have a professional sports organization, and one especially that has been so successful in the city of Houston like the Astros, and have a training stash or a medical team.
He didn't call him a stash. Yeah. That's where he is.
I said stash?
Yeah. Training stash.
I bet none of them can even grow a mustache.
Probably won't.
What are we doing? Yeah. Like, where we're finding ourselves and the repeat nature of these medical issues and the misdiagnosis and everything going on with the training staff, Houston Astros. Like, make a move. Like, somebody in power now. Look at what's happening.
Just let it out.
Hear it. See it. Hear us. Hear the fans.
I gotta be able to see
it. And make a move.
So this is...
What are you doing?
This is laughable, but as you can see from Tyler's emotions right now, it is not a laughing matter.
He need to let that out.
Like, it's laughable, but not funny.
I'm going to let some of you all let it out, too.
Like, does that make sense?
713-572-416, yes. No, B. Scott, honestly, that's the first thing I jotted down in the lines of what Tyler said, is, for me, it is, what is the line for Jim Crane? I mean, for me, I thought you passed it. Yeah. Maybe last year with Kyle Tucker. If that wasn't it, I thought maybe Lance, maybe you've wasted all of that money on Lance.
The second or third time with Lance.
I thought that might have been it, right? Jordan.
Third, fourth, or fifth time with him.
You would
figure 60% healed was the line. I thought that was the line. I was on the air around that time. And I thought, okay, so this has got to be it. Somebody's going to get, even if we don't hear about it publicly, somebody's going to get pulled to the side, going to get their coat pulled to the side, and there's going to be a conversation about this Jordan thing. I thought that was the line.
They went Brian Fantana on it, like 60% of the time. It works every time. What are you doing?
I think somebody got a hand specialist with the team, got an award like the day after one of the setbacks.
Yes! Award, renowned, honored hand specialist for the Astros.
That was probably already pre-scheduled, but they didn't even have a presence of mind to maneuver that, reschedule that.
Yeah, just give that to him behind doors in his office.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is the line? Because this is, I mean, it's not, that's the thing is, it's like they're going after the most important players. It's like
going after
again. Shout out to Jake Myers, who has put himself in a position where I didn't think it would be, but he is
one of their most important players.
He is becoming a hugely important player for them, right? He's the only player on the team hitting 300.
Yeah,
right now he is a hugely important player for them.
And his defense alone is the whole reason why he's on the team. So the fact that he give you that is just a bonus, and you need it, by the way. Given the circumstance,
it's right? I just, like, to me, it's at, like, there we have had to have reached the line of, yo, man, something's got to.
We're past the line. We're past whatever the line
Brandon,
is.
Brandon, he didn't make it to his position. He could not jog to his position. Clearly, he wasn't ready to go.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah, and I don't want to sit here and pretend like I have the answers, because I don't. It's just frustrating that you've got this medical staff and you've got all these people who are in charge of this who don't. Like, people who specialize in this exact thing, and you look around the league, right? It's not like this is happening around the league. You are the team with the most players on the injured list. You are the team that's constantly, week after week, it seems like. Every week there's an injury story that's not just, hey, this bad luck injury, but there's some kind of, like, shenanigans attached to the story, right? So, like, at what point, like you say, where is the line? I feel like we are far past it. We're like a month past it. Whenever the Jordan 60% heal thing happened.
That was it for you.
That was the line. So however long ago that was. Like, this is, so for me, it's like, okay, so is embarrassment the line?
And at what point, like, I'm curious, do y'all think they got sense enough to be embarrassed? Like, where are they embarrassed by this? Tyler used the word embarrassment, did he not?
Yes,
at what point do they become embarrassed?
There are
the question for
there
me.
There are some fans, and we may get calls from people, as we said, coming up in the next segment. This one feels like we want to hear from you, so we will hear from you in the next segment. But I have gotten a response of some people. How long have I been putting up the tweet every time one of these that happens? Is somebody going to lose their gig?
Yeah.
I've been doing that for, I think I got there at Kyle Tucker last year. And I have been met, and again, met yesterday with some thoughts of, hey guys, injuries just happen. We've got to be past the injuries just happen stage.
Yeah.
Coincidence of, I heard Lopez say that it has been, and I didn't even think about it, but it's right. It's been 26 months since three technique Garcia yeah, has Garcia pitched.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
26 months?
2 years and change, yep.
I mean, I know Tommy John has some time to heal, but damn, 26 months? And he's had setbacks. I'm gonna go with the OG, John Lopez. He seemed to say it with a lot of confidence. Yes, now maybe Cheryl will have to look at that. I have not confirmed, but it feels right. 26 months. It is a shame before God. And then to the point that you're making is you said they don't have enough sense. We talked about the hand specialist guy to move around. And then they went and made the decisions post game when they spoke to the media to say the things that they said.
Yeah.
Joe Espada, just when I was trying to build you up to be the captain, I can't call you that anymore. Just when I just was building it up and I told Clint, you got to give him his flowers.
Well, you got to separate tactical baseball manager from PR crisis manager, right? Like he's good. He's better at one than the other, it seems like.
I can't be even the captain with that. I will play for you what he had to say in a bit. I first want to get to Jake Meyers and the dismount question that was posed to him last night by the media. And it had to be a question. If you're going to run Jake Meyers, by the way, tell me if I'm wrong on this. You're the one who covers more than I do. Jake Meyers did not have to speak to the media yesterday.
No, he's injured.
He's injured, right? He did not have to speak to the media, but yet they made the call to have him speak to the media. And then Jake
was I actually support that.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Listen,
make fine. Guys of it. Make speak publicly.
Sure. All right. I'll even say I'm fine with it. But you have to be prepared for questions that you know are going to come down the pike.
Be nice.
And then you don't want to be made Jake look silly or look stupid or look lost, and then which makes all of you look lost when a question that everyone knew was going to be asked is asked, and then you answer it the way Jake did. Jake was easily asked the question, does this feel worse than it did when it first happened? Right? If Jake's running up there, got a pretty good feeling, that's probably going to come up. That's probably a question someone's going to ask. This is what Jake Meyers and the Astros, prior to him going to go speak, and I'm certain they went over this, I would think, this is where they came up with after he was posed the question, did it feel worse than when it first happened?
Is this still worse than it was? That's all I got.
If you missed it, it was
great.
And then it was a turn and a look to the PR staff.
Like, what should I say here?
Yeah, I don't want to say yes.
We've seen that in press conference before.
And I don't want
to
lie.
And then he came back to the mic and said, that's all I got, guys.
Just gave me a plethora of confidence, guys.
I'm with you. If you're going to make the decision to send Jake up there, you got to have a game plan for the questions you know are going to come. and not have Jake look like
not it. Come on, Jake. Nah, you know what, Jake, you got to work that one. Like, you know, hey, you know what? The most recent one is always the worst one, man. I can't really compare them. It sucks right now, and we're gonna figure it out, and that's that.
You know what, like, he sounded like?
Oh, come on, Jake.
You know what he sounded on, Jake. Like?
I'm just saying.
Sounded like Jake from State Farm. Whenever the person's like, "What are you wearing?" And he's like,
khakis.
That's what he did. He's taking the Jake from Rake Farm to this new level. It pissed me off.
I'm not mad at Jake either. He
wasn't prepared.
I'm just saying this was a situation that he did not have to be up there, and then he was up there and he wasn't prepared. But that didn't even take the cake, because we clearly they're just going up there winging it, because Joe Espada. This is a low point. John Lopez, by the way, May 1st, 2023 is the last time.
Man, time flies,
Luis,
man.
Garcia pitched.
Goodness.
This is a low point. This was Joe Espada when he was asked the question of, did you guys get, you know, previous imagery on this? Did you go in MRI? Did you go look at it further when it happened?
No. We didn't think that he needed it. Just his home ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and you know, it's just some tightness in there, and you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
Holy mother of God! We didn't think we needed it.
Yeah. Well,
we didn't think we need. Why? Why would you just not? Why would he have calf tightness? Have we heard anything about calf tightness in the sports world here of late?
But at least this is consistent with us having questions about their thinking. Right?
I was about to say it adds up with what I know of their thinking.
We didn't think that he needed it. Well, okay, that makes sense, because y'all don't do such a great job of thinking these days.
And Joe, this is why. This is why Dusty just said HIPAA. So you don't go in there and start answering questions and saying, "We didn't."
Well,
we didn't.
I know MRIs are expensive, but I feel like Jim Crane and the Astros can afford a few, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're not like me who's trying to get floors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they can. They didn't pay Kyle Tucker. I think they can afford an MRI.
And they're also the Astros, the team, by the way, at this point, that has so many key players that have already gone down, been questionably managed at best, and then Jake Meyers has emerged as an important figure for the Astros, and we didn't think he needed.
Why would you come to the podium and say that?
Oh, center fielder doesn't need it.
Why would you?
Do the best I can.
Why calf tightness? Why would you not get an MRI?
Elite defensive center fielder hitting 300 doesn't need it.
That is the low point of it all.
We pulled him in the middle of a game, right? Didn't they pull him out of a game?
Yes.
Doesn't need it. It's cool.
They said we didn't. He's all right. And then you know what happened?
Put some Tussin on it. Put some Robitussin on it.
Bruh couldn't run to his position. They got...
Turn it on.
What made them say, let's not just go ahead and be aggressive and use every single resource we have to make sure we know what the injury is? You think he wouldn't got it now?
Let's take a nap, Jake.
Coming up next, 713-57...
No, areas, I don't know.
I don't know either. 713-572-4610. Maybe they're saving money. I don't know. Your turn is next. We're going to hear your thoughts. What's your thoughts on this overall situation? Jake Meyers, everything that is happening with the Astros. We'll hand it over to you. That's coming up next as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Astros ain't loyal.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, this is one to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Give us your thoughts on the Astros situation, the injury front. Jake Meyers is the latest. He went down in a heap. He didn't even get a chance to jog. He couldn't even jog himself out to his position before going down.
Damn shame what they did that, dog.
By the way, have they put him on the IL yet? Have they done that yet? Are they still...
Hold not hope. They think that he might be all right.
Yeah. This is a day to hear from the people as well. 713-572-4610. I see people texting in and using YouTube and Twitch.
Someone said malpractice. This is just incompetence. Ray said, hey, just rub some dirt on it. No MRI needed. And Toby, you know, blindsided. WTF, no MRI. Yeah, it was the part. That right there done it for me.
I just eyeballed it.
We didn't think
I just don't know how all the people in the room that would have been involved in that situation and said, you know what? Nah, we don't. Let's not do it, man.
Or didn't nobody say, hey, remember the last time we didn't think somebody needed an MRI and how that worked out? What happened then?
Or maybe they were just like, man, we're not great at reading these bad boys, reading the imagery on these bad boys. So, hell, let's just not do it.
I mean, do we need to order eye tests for all the medical staff over at Daikin Park? Like,
whose job is it to step up and say, hey, what would it hurt?
What would it hurt? Yes.
What would it hurt to just, let's just waste the MRI? Let's just waste the money.
And let's just use every single.
Maybe the machine's down.
It's not.
You don't think they got another one? In Houston?
It started in L.A. I believe the Dodgers have, I believe somewhere in that area.
You don't think they've got multiple MRI options in Los Angeles?
And Houston.
California?
And Houston. Those are the two stops they've had.
Maybe they're all broken.
And now the way it looks, when do you think he comes back next?
See, he didn't think he needed it anyway.
When do you think, like, with the way you saw him
2026
walk himself off the field and the way he, like, he couldn't go by himself, he needed help?
A calf, a center fielder. Ooh.
September, like,
oh, my God, this is
August, September?
Let's see, it's July 10th. Yeah, I'll give him 3 weeks. I'll give him 21 days.
That's if everything goes right with them. I mean,
yeah. Because what did they say? It was a two. Isn't it kind of a 2 to 4 week thing? I'll give them 3 weeks.
You think it got worse though? I feel like he made this thing worse.
Well, I don't know if he had a chance to make it worse because he fell out before the game started.
He did a 25-minute like workout where he did some cuts and stuff.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, man. If that worked,
I'm just saying. At least he didn't go out there and play center field.
If that worked, did so much there that the jog took him out.
It's a warning shot. That's all it was. It's a warning shot. That's all it is.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Tony, turn your radio down for me. Come on, there we go. You got it, Tony. There we go, Tony. All right, give us your thoughts, man. Go ahead, man. What's your feeling on the Astros with these injuries?
Hey, the answers are right in front of us, guys. The real training staff has either went on strike or we don't have we have the lowest of the low training staff possible. Like the sponsor, which is Methodist, I don't think I'd take my sponsorship away. We're not Methodist. It's like we got like Ben Cobb staff, or we need to put LBJ or something, some lower hospital, because this is ridiculous. I mean, it's nobody's getting fired. Like, come on.
I had not considered this. They got the Ben Cobb staff on the Astros. Can you believe that? Instead of going and getting Methodist people, even Memorial Hurt, like, they go get the Ben Cobb folks. they got court-appointed lawyers, man. Like, what are we doing?
I'm telling you right now, 713-572-416. You want to get your thoughts on the injury stuff?
That's
lines
a
are
great
open.
Take.
Listen, at yeah, this Bent, point, Bent but honest to God, at this point,
sorry, Ben Todd,
everything is fair. Like everything fans come up with is fair, except for the hey man, stuff just happens. I can't ride with that one. But everything that you come up with is fair. It's fair right now. I mean, it's just it makes no sense. And as I said, like, what is the next thing that has to occur before something else, some other change happens?
And it does feel like the only thing that's saving them right now is the fact that they are winning, the fact that they are exceeding expectations. If you want to take it to on the field, like they are actually performing. This sweep against Cleveland notwithstanding, they're the hottest team since the start of June. They're able to kind of hide behind that, but also with that, this means that you are jeopardizing a real opportunity and a real chance to win a World Series. You're better than a lot of people thought you were going to be, and for your own mismanagement and getting in your own way, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, it is wild. Mel, go ahead and take us in. What's your thoughts on the latest with Jake Meyers in this injury situation for the Astros?
Well, hey boys, how are y'all?
Hey!
I just wanted to say that I wanted to be like Laura. Anyway, I'm like more psycho than Tyler, I think. Uh-oh. But no, I just feel like the same like the other caller that just called in, and I don't know how these medical staff are getting it wrong. I don't know how we have so many injuries with Tommy John surgeries, like, every year, every pitcher. How does, like, Shohei Ohtani come back sooner than Luis Garcia? Like, I don't understand. Like, or, you know, did they hire these from, like, some rival team and they're just messing us over? I don't know. I'm just trying to understand.
It's all fair. Yeah.
The ops are in the medical staff. Who thought?
It's all fair.
Who would have thought, man?
Well, she had quick work in there. She took out Laura and then took out Tyler on the way in to let him know, hey, chill back, Jack. I'm more psycho than your ass.
Tremendous call.
It's all fair. It's all fair. Yeah, maybe, and that's where if you're the AOS, you really got to be. You got to be looking at yourself. I mean, this is alleged from Mel. Apparently, the Mariners have sent over a staff to come over and just absolutely tear apart the Astros when it comes to injuries and diagnosis. And
y'all, let us know, what do y'all think is more likely, that the Astros got Ben Taub doctors or it's the ops in the medical staff?
I know we got to go to break, but
what y'all think is more likely? That's what the callers presented to us in that segment there. It's either the ops or it's the Ben Taub doctors.
Hey, how do they keep getting unlucky? Right? Like,
why is it you?
How is it always them?
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
I'm telling you, how come they're like, Luis had a setback again.
It sucks.
Kyle Tucker had a setback again.
It sucks.
Lance had a setback. It had another setback.
It had another setback.
We didn't think he needed
it
no
had
Amarato.
Another setback. Damn. Oh, how did Yordan have a setback? And another setback. Ah, damn.
What
how did Jake
on?
Have a setback? Another setback. How does it keep happening to them? And where is J.P. France? I thought he just had a shoulder.
Paul Joel.
Hey, him and Luis Garcia have been on an island somewhere. They're going
to
come back with long beards, castaway type beards.
To them?
Looking like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
They're the only ones. It just keeps happening to them. How? God, dog, the most unlucky staff, or maybe it's something else. Coming up next.
Gotta get that Amarato.
Let's move over to the Rockets, because B. Scott has something. Not. I haven't heard anybody talk about this in dealing with Kevin Durant that I think we should have a discussion about, and I haven't really thought of it myself. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Well, hey, boys.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, guys, want to share something with you. And listen, I know, we know here at Sports Radio 610, the hearts, the minds, and the amazing supportive group of listeners that we have here. We learned that last week. But more, as you understand, things are happening, and we know what happened. Here recently in the Hill Country, and in light of the devastating floods that affected so many lives up in that area, we're doing what we can to support, with so many wonderful organizations set up for donation drives. The best way we can help is to provide you with information on those outlets so that you can help us, help our Texas neighbors. Just text Flood, FLOOD, all caps, Flood, to 20357. That's Flood to 20357 for a list of all the ways that you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. And also, shout out, she helped with us when we were doing our radiothon with the Houston Food Bank, Jesse Watt over at The Mix, our partner in crime over there. You can join them as they are joining No Label Brewery Company to raise money for the flood victims in the Texas Hill Country. For every dollar beer poured, 100% of raffle profits all are going to Texas flood relief. So dollar for every beer that is poured goes to the Texas flood relief fund, and that is 5351 First Street, Katy, Texas, is where that will be. It will be July 11th, 5 o'clock. July 11th, tomorrow, 5 o'clock in Katy, No Label Brewing Company. So please look at that. It is obviously, if you have seen a lot of pictures, the videos, and read all of the devastation that's happened, do what you can to help going on there. All right, as we move off of the Astros fiasco, more positive, the Rockets. They have had what many people believe the best offseason in the NBA. But you have a particular thought, B. Scott, on the Kevin Durant situation.
Yeah, so I'm one of the people at the station that has been on the Kevin Durant, trade for Kevin Durant thing since the beginning. So I'm obviously happy that he's here, happy that it's finally official, kind of one of the main advocates for trading for Kevin Durant. But now that he's here, I am thinking about what this looks like for the future. And it's got me thinking about what does a Kevin Durant trade exactly look like? Because let's be honest about it. As supportive as I am of this move and of this trade, we got to be real here. Kevin Durant has the Rockets by the balls here, right? Like, they can't let him walk in free agency. I feel like as much as we like the deal and what they didn't give up, they did give up a little bit too much to not keep him around past, let's say, this year. So they're going to sign this guy to an extension one way or another. And I don't think that they can afford to let him walk in free agency, but that, to me, gives him some leverage. So does he sign the extension that he is immediately eligible for, which is 2 years, $119 million? Mm. If you're doing the math on that, that's roughly $60 million a year, right, for a 37-year-old, soon-to-be 37-year-old.
Did he say, wasn't there reports that he would kind of scale it back a little bit?
Yeah. And but here's the thing. Until we get news about it, until we see exactly what it looks like, it's hard to predict. It's hard to say exactly what this is going to look like. I think it'll give us some insight into how Kevin Durant views this situation as somebody who has obviously made a lot of money and is going to make a lot of money no matter what deal he signs for. But there is a difference, I think a noticeable difference between making, let's say, $60 million a year and, let's say, what would be more, I think, team friendly and would make more sense for where Kevin Durant is in his career. And that's like, say, a 2 year, $80 million, something closer to $40 million.
What's the worst? Like, let's say the best case scenario for him, if he goes and gets the most that he can get, what kind of spot does that put the Rockets in?
Yeah.
And how does this potentially become an issue for them? If he goes for whatever the 60, whatever million, whatever he
does. Right. It's the next follow-up question. It's like, is Kevin Durant seeking the max, or the Rockets willing to pay him the max? And then how does that affect them if they have to pay him the max and don't get any kind of discount here, or don't get, you know, some kind of workaround deal here? If they have to end up paying him this max amount of money, how does it impact them? Well, we know that the bill is coming due. They just paid an extended Jabari Smith. You figure that Tari Eason is going to get paid. And, of course, you've got Amen Thompson, who is going to be due pretty soon as well. So, to me, it's a matter of, okay, like, trying to manage this thing to where you've got enough money to pay all of the guys that you want to keep around and maintain some level of flexibility. Obviously, having more money makes you more flexible. So, like, that's $20 million. That's $20 million extra dollars that would be going to Kevin Durant that you could be spreading around between obviously Tari Eason and having Amen Thompson come up. And of course, what we're seeing around the league, I think this is the big part.
But it's,
we're
but it's seeing within how, the 2 years, right? It's within these.
Yeah, right. Probably two years. Yeah, but these guys are going to be due. Yeah. I mean, Tari Eason is eligible now. Amen Thompson is going to be eligible after this coming season. So this is all within the same timeline
see,
we're,
that
we're talking
something
about.
Like that, man, what is something that a Tari Eason will command?
Yeah, I'm.
You know what I mean? Like the NBA contracts are. Are strange where you're like,
but it literally could be $20 million.
Yeah.
Right? like
Tari. Because when you look at, like, if you just say it out loud, when you look at Jabari Smith's production, like, there are some places you're like, damn, that's a little steep.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that's a theme in the NBA. Like, the thing that has happened over the last, you know, whether it's just this CBA or really over the last, like, 10 to 15 years or so, is that we've seen the average players, like guys that back in the day, oh, he makes $5-6 million a year. No, now he makes 20 or, you know, 15 or $20 million. You know, just somebody that is, you know, a six man or a 3-and-D specialist or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're talking about here. It's like, okay, is Kevin Durant willing to take the type of deal that will help the Rockets facilitate the type of team that he wants to retire on? You know, has Kevin Durant done
that's
enough,
what the report
made
said.
Enough money that they're cool with that. Now, the thing is, like, there's no real exact timeline on this. Like, this could just be a thing for as long as they want it to be. I think the money goes up a little bit in January. Like, it goes up by, like, a couple million dollars. So, like, if they don't have this thing done by January, right, that's going to have me thinking, well, they're going to have to pay this guy, 37-year-old Kevin Durant, the max amount of money. And if I'm being honest with you, as much as I wanted him to be here, also would have ideally hoped that he would have been willing to kind of work with the team a little bit, given his status and where he's at in his career.
As you said, we'll see when that comes about.
He doesn't owe him that, but you would hope that. But
report said is that's what he was. That's what report said when we started getting the understanding that he was going to be traded to the Rockets. That's what he was going to do. Again, as you said, we don't know because Devin Booker sure as hell didn't do that.
Yeah, I am on standby for Kevin Durant extension news, and will be until we get it.
All right, that's B. Scott. He's in for Clint Sterner today. Man, that dude just pulled a major wedgie out of his ass on Wimbledon. By the way,
hey, if you got to do it.
Hey, man, they really like to make a real difference between the first place trophy and the second place one.
Yeah.
Them damn plates, them saucers. I said it to Tyler in his ear. I said, look at this second place trophy. This first place went nicely. They got the, you know, the Wimbledon trophies, the ones that you generally see, except it's silver, but the ones you generally see. They gave these people small saucers.
Yeah.
For them second place. Just little plates that look like Frisbees.
I thought they were holding paper Dixie plates.
I said, damn, they're gonna really make a difference between first and second place.
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
It feels like they do this to celebrate the second place, but doesn't it feel kind of humiliating? It's like, man, hey, go get me my trophy back in the locker room or wherever I'm gonna be sitting at.
But why
I gotta sit out here with this smaller plate and be out here talking?
And give me
about
a silver medal or something, man. Give me a medal or something.
It's not even big enough to get the appropriate amount of sides you probably want.
Man, it's got that second place plate has got to at least be something you can make a Thanksgiving plate.
Yeah, you cannot
make a Thanksgiving plate with that.
You cannot. No.
Maybe dessert.
Not even enough room for just the turkey, taters, and corn casserole.
Just sides. Maybe a veggie plate.
No, it's not. It, honest to God, that was a dessert plate. That's what that was. That was a dessert plate.
Yeah, the nail on the head.
That was go ahead and get you some sweet potato pie on there. Get you some pecan pie. I'll get to something that you like, Tyler. Go ahead and get you some apple pie on there.
Yeah, there we go.
But they play tennis. They got to eat light anyway.
Damn, man. I looked up there. I said, Tag damn, light. That's some ugly ass. That's what you get.
This dude looks like a nerd. Dude.
Win next
get
time.
Off of him, man.
That's what you get for not winning.
This kid won. Yeah, you got to win.
You want a bigger plate?
I almost feel better. Just don't give me nothing. Just give me a congratulations. You get a second place. Don't give me this little salsa.
Is that an option? Can you say ahead of time, hey, man, if I lose,
this guy's losing.
Y'all act like I was never there?
Y'all
pretend like I wasn't there?
Just put me in a record book.
Yeah.
Or I want something different this time. Like, I want a cup this time, not
that'd
a plate.
Be like, that'd
I
be
just
like
want my at, direct deposit.
That'd be like at the... At Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Derby, the second place finisher, they just throw a rose petal on his back.
Man.
Instead of giving the full thing here, man. No, man.
Zell me my check. Just Zell me what you owe. Let's get out of here.
Coming up, some respect given to a position group that we don't talk about a lot with the Texans, and a position group that I think is really underrated and could be the biggest leap made for the Texans in this upcoming season. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Rock and roll, meow.